Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. You're dialed into the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes. Thank you for joining us. And it's Wednesday morning. It's October the 23rd, 2013, the year of our Lord and Savior, our King, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. If you happen to be having a birthday today, well, congratulations. Thank you for being up, being alive, being well, celebrating. It is something to celebrate that God has given you another year of life, of reality and existence in the earth. It's a wonderful thing where you can rejoice and give him praise and follow his purpose and a destiny for you. Well, the title of our episode, if I may call it that, on today is The Architect of These Last Days. Absolutely, we are in the last days, and I just want to look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let's listen to it for a moment, please. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophet, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. It's a difficult concept to grasp if one does not meditate upon it carefully. We are in the last days. And you've heard people say that from time to time. And I can tell you, if you're not able to sense and feel the tightening of the times and the fact that the nations who are without God are being squeezed, they're feeling the pressure. Well, just I pray that God would open your eyes, that you would be able to see and you would be able to sense. Your spirit would become sensitive to what time it is. How do we know we are in the last days? Well, in the early church, over 2,000 years ago, on the day of Pentecost, it's recorded in the second chapter of Acts, after the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the people, Peter stood up and spoke, and he says, "This is that which the prophet Joel prophesied, that in the last days God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh," because people wanted to know what was happening on that very special day. It was very strange, very different. And so the Holy Spirit, moving upon Peter, explained to the people, reminded them that Joel, in his writings, had prophesied that in the last days God would pour out his Spirit. So the last days begun on the day of Pentecost and continues now. You say, well, how can it be the last days? It's been going on so long. Well, a day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years is as one day. He is the I Am. So we can say that he's saying to us, I am the architect of the last days. He's the one that is putting the props, putting things together in this wonderful drama of the coming of our King. He is coming, and it's taking time, and it's time for you and I to grow and develop. That time is useful to us. It is time for the maturity of the body of Christ. It is time for all to begin to sense the need to do exactly what we're doing today. And we've gathered here to pray. So once again, I can say my praise report for today is awesome things are ahead. And we have your line open. Your line is open. You can speak with us. You can share with us your praise report. You can share with us a prayer burden, prayer request, an intercession that you'd like us to join in and share agreement with you. You can do that at this moment. And I do apologize.
Good morning,
for... Yes, good,
good morning.
Good morning,
Pastor. It's
yes.
Brother Willie.
Well, Brother
I have a prayer request. I just got a call about 45 minutes ago that they had to put my sister in the hospital, so I want to pray for her.
Okay, we'll bring that to the Lord right now. Thank you for sharing
It says she had a heart was beating too fast.
Okay.
I have to have prayer for her.
Well, we will pray for stabilization.
Her name is Ruby Henderson.
Okay. Well,
yes.
God knows her. He knows her personal situation. And I'm sure that he is in agreement that we would intercede for her right now. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have where we could just bring our concerns, our petitions to you. We ask you on this brand new day that you've given us to cleanse us and to wash us from all our iniquities, everything that would separate us from you, that we would be cleansed.
Thank you, Lord.
All of our commissions and omissions of sin, we ask you to remove them far from us. Cast them into the deepest part of the sea so that we can stand before you with clean hands. We can have direct connect and communication with you. You're the most holy. You're a holy God. You're a righteous God. And we want to be able to stand in your presence under the covering of the righteousness of Christ. Thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray right now for Ruby Henderson that you would touch her body. We send your word all the way to the state of Florida, wherever she is right now in the hospital in Fort Lauderdale. Right in that hospital right now, you would quicken in these moments.
Yeah.
Quicken her spirit, quicken her body.
Yes, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we send the word of healing.
Thank you, Lord.
By your stripes, we are healed, according to the prophet Isaiah in the 53rd chapter. So right now, Lord, we stand on your word. We stand on that promise. And right now, we see the medical team working to stabilize her bodily function, right? Stabilize that organ, stabilize the heart, stabilize the blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her and raise her up for your great glory, for a testimony of your goodness of who you are in today's world. We thank you right now for hearing and answering our prayer. You said that there's a power in agreement. If two on earth would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. Father, healing is done for Ruby right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace to Brother Willie and the rest of the family right now. Even as they're concerned over their loved one, we speak peace. Let confidence rise in their hearts, minds, and spirits. concerning the condition of their loved one, and that you're in charge. You're overseeing all of our existence. You're overseeing every breath that we take. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, because we're in the last days, and I believe the last days may outlast your lifetime and mine, because God is not in a hurry. He has all eternity. And so he has the freedom and the liberty to wait and to make sure that all his promises are fulfilled, all of them. And so that's what he is doing. But in the meantime, we face trials of various kinds. And we want to listen to what Peter said, the Apostle Peter, in the first chapter, in his first letter. That's 1 Peter, the first chapter, in verse 7. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. There is going to be an appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. So, the trials of life help me to grow stronger, and you too. So we must thank God in everything, including the trials that we're going through. Let us pray about that right now. If you're going through, if you're sensing that you're in the midst of a trial, understand that God knows about it, number one, and that his intent is that you would have a good outcome. The outcome that is good would be one that causes this trial, you are stronger, more confident in the Lord.
Stop crashing.
And I just pardon us for the noise. Someone's line is open and really should be closed at this moment so that we're not disturbed. Yes, the trial is intended, you know, to strengthen, to purify us. Think it not strange that a fiery trial has come to try you. So let us pray that we can come to grips with whatever we're going through right now. And you can make it personal. And I think that's a good idea. Wherever you are, under the sound of our voice, in our midst, you're connected with us. Whether you're on live or you'll be streaming later or streaming presently, just make this personal as I pray. I say thank you, God. Thank you, Father. For you have given us or allowed this trial of my faith. And it's truly more precious than of gold, which perishes. And I want my response to this trial to be praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Because we would have seen that you brought us through every trial, every time. And we have not seen Christ in this moment. He has not appeared, but he will appear. And though we cannot see him, we're believing in faith. You said without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I rejoice with unspeakable joy and full of glory, receiving the end of my faith, even the salvation of my soul, in everything, even in the midst of this trial. I will give thanks, for I realize this is your will in Christ Jesus concerning me, even now. Dear Lord, I don't think it is strange that I'm going through this trial. Instead, I rejoice in the midst of it because I realize I'm a partaker of Christ's sufferings. And what an honor that it is for me. When his glory is revealed, I will be glad with exceeding joy. Thank you for showing me that no temptation or trial has come to me, but such as is common to all people. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father. I know you will not permit me to be tried beyond what I'm able to face, but with each trial and temptation, you will give me a way to escape, that I shall be able to endure it. Thank you for this promise, dear Father. Enduring this trial leads me into happiness, joy. For I realize that when I'm tried, and if I endure unto the end, I shall receive the crown of life, which you have promised to all who love you. I love you, Lord. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for showing me that the trials of this life and the sufferings of this present moment are not in comparison to the glory you will reveal. In all these things, Lord, I am more than a conqueror through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is of he's the lion of the tribe of Judah, the conquering lion. So for that, we thank you, and we pray in no other name than the name of Christ Jesus. Now, if you embraced that prayer, it doesn't make your trial go away. What it does, it makes fear, anxiety, all of those things leave because your confidence and faith is strengthened. So a personal affirmation would be that I refuse to become weak in the face of trials that I'm going through. God's strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. Perfect. In this situation, it's made perfect. The Apostle Paul gave that counsel to the church at Corinth. He says, your strength is made perfect in trials. So the thing that we want to reflect on and focus during this day that we have, is that faith faces everything that makes the world uncomfortable. I'd like to repeat that. Faith faces everything that makes the world uncomfortable. And what might that be? Pain, fear, loneliness, shame, death. And faith acts with a compassion by which these things are transformed and even exalted. Yes, faith transformed these things into gold. Yes, fear, pain, loneliness, disappointment, shame. It transforms those things into gold. Gold that is now precious. for you and I. Friend, once we learn how to look at things from God's perspective, wow, how different it is. The enemy has no ground to stand on. That we're being perfected even in the midst of great trial. We are being shaped, formed, and fashioned for His glory. His glory. We suffer with Christ. And look what happened to Him. He now has a name above every other name, that at the sound of His name, every knee in heaven and in earth must bow. Yes, He is rewarded with rulership. He's ruling from His throne, seated at the right hand of the Father. Father, we thank You for revealing these truths to our hearts, to impressing them like a stamp, like a marking in our spirit, that we are being transformed, remade, made new. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. We bless Your name today. And we pray the strength of every person that is experiencing trial right now, that perspectives would change to one that is Yours, and we would look from heaven downward on our situation as opposed from below upward. We will see things the way You see it. And oh, what joy and peace comes as we surrender all of our anxieties, all of our fears in the midst of trial, knowing that You're working perfection in us. Things that we didn't see before, we're beginning to see now. Things that we didn't understand, we're beginning to understand now. And so in the midst of it, we thank You. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Praise Your name. We thank You. We thank You that we are coming to know You, that we're coming to be familiar with Your purpose and Your intent for our lives, for our destiny, and that You're in control no matter what, and nothing can separate us from Your great love. Nothing or anyone can pluck us out of Your hand. We're in Your hand. That's why we're up and alive right now. So we thank You and we bless Your name. Now, if you have a praise report, it would be good to share that, or also just voice your prayer request, and we'll be speeding to your side, so to speak, to join you and pick them up before the Lord. So just share them. Feel free to do it while the opportunity exists. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Welcome to all of you. Good morning. You're on the Maximum Radio Network, and we're on the program.
Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Yes, you're on. You're on for the whole world to hear.
Hello. I'm Tammy. My name is Tammy. And
Tammy, good morning.
I have
you on our prayer list. God knows it. I'm telling the awesome truth. We were going to pray for you next. What's up?
I thought the prayer was for me today. I'm just going through, I feel like I'm going through so much, and I keep trying to do the right thing, and it seems like I'm not doing good enough. I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm stuck, can't move, and then I'm scared to move. It's just, I don't know what to do.
By your calling in today, you've brought joy to my heart. We've been thinking about you consistently, wondering how you're doing. I suppose that you received my text, asking how you're doing. And before I pray for you, I'd like to do that right now. But before I do that, I would love for you to come into our office this morning. Can you?
Yes, I have to go to one of the office buildings, but right after that, I'll be right there.
Okay. I should be in office by. I know I'll arrive there in time for 9:30, and then I may leave just briefly, but I should be back.
If you're not, I'll be back.
Well, I should be in office by 11, okay?
Okay.
I'll leave and then come back. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you. We'll pray right now. Yes. Well, thank you for calling in.
I feel good. In a way, God is blessing me so much in different ways. It's just, I'm just scared. I'm just stuck.
Well,
I don't want to make the wrong move.
Okay, you won't. God is with you, Tammy. You won't. He is guiding you. He's the one that is leading you even now. He's the one that is leading you. And, excuse me, I can understand. This is all new for you. However, the Lord is with you. He's overseeing you, and He does not start anything that He will not complete. He's going to see to it that you're completely established, renewed. You're being made new. You're being made new, and it feels different. It feels very different from what you've experienced in the past, and we agree that
yes,
is so.
It's really different.
Yes, it is. It's different.
I don't want to make people all move, and I'm just scared. It's like, open the door. I don't want to open the door. Go to sleep.
I'm a good spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus.
Okay. I'm going to ask one of our intercessors to lead us in prayer right now for Tammy. Tammy wants to follow the Lord and is doing her best with the strength she has. Let's pray for her strength, for her growth and development right now. Would someone take this, please?
Lord, you're worthy, Lord, you're worthy, Lord, you're worthy, you're mighty, O God. You're a great God, you're our Father, and you declare today, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Father, we bring our son before you this morning, Lord God. Oh God, today we know, Lord God, that she would be might feel different, oh God, but that's because of the changes that you're in her, Lord God, that you're doing through her. Oh God, today we pray her strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare today that she's the head and not the tail. We declare today that she will not be afraid. Yes, God, but that you're going to strengthen her, Lord God. You're going to take away every fear. You're going to remove every doubt in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet. Yes, Lord God. turn around, oh God, every situation in her life, oh God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, Lord God Almighty,
yes.
empower her this morning with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Give her, Lord God,
yes.
the faith, oh God, that she needs. You said unto every man is given a measure of faith, but God, this morning we're asking you to increase her faith, oh God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
we
you.
Find up every word that you're trying, oh God, to
in the
to
name
give
of
her.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, you're trying to make her turn back. But this morning we declare she will not go back. She will move
in
forward
the
in the Lord and in the power of his
strong.
Might. This morning you're making her brand new. Yes, God, you're putting her through, Lord God, but you're bringing her out as gold in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you this morning. Every
yes.
plan of the enemy is canceled right now in the name
yes.
of Jesus. In the name
yes.
of Jesus,
in
there
the
is power to break every chain. So this morning
Jesus.
We declare that the chains
yes,
are broken right
in
now
name
in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. We
yes,
can
Lord.
Hear the chains breaking. Feel
yes.
them breaking.
In the name of
Jesus. Them falling off
Hallelujah.
Right now in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
Every
yes.
chain
yes.
is broken. There is freedom and liberty
yes.
in the Spirit of the
yes.
Lord. So
yes.
we declare this morning that you are free, that you are set free in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, because that's what he did for us. When he died on the cross, he was beaten
yes,
and he was broken and he
yes.
was buried. But he rose again on the third day to give us liberty, to give us life
yes.
and abundant life in you. So we declare this morning that you are free in the name of Jesus. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, you
in
are set free.
Yes,
God.
Blood
yes, Lord God. Freedom
blood
in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the mighty
Jesus.
Name of
Jesus.
Let your peace, oh God, that happens all on the Sabbath. Rest and abide with her. Even now, God. Even now.
Yes.
Let your peace,
Lord.
Be in her. Upon her, God. We pray that you cover
yes.
her
right Lord,
now. Your precious blood.
Yes.
Cover her, Lord God. You are the precious
anointing.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Breathe upon her, Lord God.
Breathe upon her,
Lord God. Breathe upon her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we will not fail to give you all of the glory, all of the honor. Yes, God. And all the praise as we look forward to that great testimony. Yes, God.
Thank you for what you're doing in our lives.
Yes, God. We thank you, God, for the testimony. Yes, Lord, of your great
and
your yes, God, of your
yes.
love, of your mighty love. Lord God,
that
we just thank you.
Now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We
get to praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. And you don't know what else to do. Just praise him. Call on his name.
Praise him. Call on your name, Jesus.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to
yes,
your name.
Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be a Jehovah Jireh. You be my El Shaddai.
Yes,
what a
God.
Enough.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus,
by the blood,
yes, God.
In the name of
Jesus,
Jesus. Yes.
Father God,
the
blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. No weapon formed against
No weapon shall prosper.
Take up your weapon and
please,
Satan. Take up your weapon and worship in the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Free.
You are
Hallelujah. Made new.
Yes. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
She's your daughter.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. You're mighty. You're mighty. Hallelujah. You're mighty, Father. Faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Bless you. Going out of this.